Welcome to the Freight Broker Bootcamp audio experience, and I'm your host, Dennis Brown. Today, I want to share with you my top 10 freight broker cold calling tips that are going to help you to get more clients. I'm going to dive right in, but here's what I want to preface this with. I know how painful cold calling can be. I have admitted it publicly that I hate cold calling. If I have a choice, I prefer not to cold call. But as a freight broker startup, I'll be extremely honest with you. You are going to have to make some cold calls. You're going to have to do some cold emails. You're going to have to do some cold outreach, right? Maybe even face-to-face. These tips that I'm about to share with you today will definitely improve your results, decrease your stress, and overall be way more profitable for you, all right? So here we go, number one on the list. Again, there are going to be 10, and then if you stick around to the end, I'm actually gonna give you a bonus tip, and I'm gonna give you a link where you can download my notes, the cheat sheet, for these top 10 tips, okay? So number one on the list is this. You have to project confidence and enthusiasm. I'm gonna give you two examples. When I'm talking right now, I'm standing up, my chest is out, my head is up. I'm speaking in a tone that shows my passion. I'm speaking in a tone that shows my confidence. I'm speaking confidently. I'm projecting confidence. The opposite of this is what I sometimes hear from new people when they're making their first cold call. They go like this. Hello, Mr. Jones. My name is, and I was just curious if, and you, do you hear that? They're mealy-mouthed, and it just shows the total lack of confidence and preparation, okay? Now, if you can't speak confidently, then you need to get to the point where you can, all right? I understand. So that's number one. Number two, use a cold call script as a guide, but not a crutch. The fact is, having a script is fine. Scripting out your cold call is a good idea as a framework, as a guide to help you navigate the cold call. It can't be a crutch. You can't sit here on the phone and read it word for word. Like, while having a script can be helpful, avoiding sounding robotic or reciting it verbatim. See, you can't sound like you're reading from a script. Having it as a guide is fine, and it's absolutely smart. You should have a guide. You should have a script. Until you've done that cold call and it's committed to your memory, it's ingrained in your brain. If you haven't done it hundreds of times, you should have that script in front of you, but don't read it verbatim. It's just a guide. It's not a crutch. That's number two. Number three, this is an important one. So lean in. This is something that a lot of people don't understand. You have to gather sales intelligence. Now, sales intelligence, I may have shared this with you before. You may have heard this before, but the fact is, sales intelligence is any data that you can collect prior to your outreach that enhances your opportunity to get the sale. So what do I mean by that? You can gather sales intelligence from the company website by knowing what type of products they sell, by knowing what type of equipment they're going to need, what type of services they're going to need, by looking at the press releases and recent news related to their industry, going on LinkedIn and finding out who the shipping manager is or director of logistics, and then gathering some sales intelligence about them personally and professionally. There's lots of ways to gather sales intelligence. My three favorite are Google, LinkedIn, and the company website. If you use those three, it'll literally take you 3 to 5 minutes. You'll be armed with all kinds of information, all kinds of data that you can then leverage to show your knowledge and your competency when calling your prospect. In addition, it's going to come in later in one of my future tips, so hold tight for that. Number four, craft a compelling sales hook. All right, so here's the thing, right? The secret to success in cold calling is this. You have to get their attention. And in order to get their attention, you can't sound like everybody else, all right? If you sound like everybody else, you're going to get treated like everybody else, and you're going to go into that I'm not interested bucket. But if you sound different, not only with your tone and with your enthusiasm, but if the words you say are different than what they've been hearing every day, day in and day out throughout their career, then you have an opportunity to get their attention. So creating a compelling sales hook is where you're going to use some of that sales intelligence that I just talked about. You're going to use some of that sales intelligence, and you're going to create an interesting and compelling opening that differentiates you from the crowd. You have to get their attention. That's critical, because if you don't get their attention, there's no chance to get to discovery or overcoming rebuttals or freight quotes or any of that. So you have to get their attention. Creating a compelling sales hook is a huge part of my Freight Broker Sales Accelerator. My Freight Broker Sales Accelerator is where I take that piece of my brain. It's a Freight Broker Sales Coaching Program where I take that piece of my brain and I teach you everything I know about freight broker sales, strategy, tactics, tools, but most importantly, my entire system of how to do freight broker sales that allowed me to do over $200 million as a freight broker. But if you want to get on the waitlist, go to freightbrokerbootcamp.com/waitlist. Okay. You can get signed up there. You'll be the first to be notified when I open up the sales accelerator. It'll probably open up in the next month or two, depending upon demand. So get on the waitlist. It's absolutely free to get on the waitlist. It is not a free program. It is a paid coaching program where I teach you everything I know about my best freight broker sales strategies, tactics, and tools. So you guys can check that out. All right. Number 5, you need to target the decision makers, but don't ignore influencers. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean social media influencers. I mean influencers within the organization that you're prospecting. The fact is, back in the day, decisions were made by one or two people in a corporate environment, okay? That was very common. There was one or two people that were making those decisions. But now data shows us that those decisions are being made amongst a larger group of not only the titled decision makers, but actual influencers within that organization. So gatekeepers and subordinates and even low-level administrators. And so perfect example, like beyond just the shipping manager or director of logistics or VP of logistics, everybody in that chain from the top dog down from VP of logistics to director of logistics to the shipping manager to the logistics coordinator to the guy that loads the dock, right? On the dock. Every one of those people has influence on the decision. So while you want to get to the decision maker, along the way, don't ignore the influencers, right? Don't ignore the other layers. Try to build a friendship, try to develop an ally, and then leverage that to enhance your opportunities, okay? Number 6, focus on benefits, not features. Okay, I can't say this enough. Buyers do not buy features. Features do not sell. Benefits sell, okay? So the reality is you have to understand, you're not selling features, right? Feature, like give me an example. I'll give you an example. A feature is we give you online tracking so that you can track your loads. That's a feature, okay? The benefit to them is that they know where their freight is at any given point in the supply chain so that we can make adjustments as needed to fit their needs. Do you see the difference? Feature versus benefit, okay? Right? So that's what you have to understand. Features don't sell, benefits sell. So you have to focus your conversations, focus your dialogue around the benefits you can provide them. Don't talk about features. It really doesn't matter. Okay. Number 7, ask insightful questions. All right. So this is one that salespeople struggle with. And the reason why they struggle with asking good questions is because they talk too much. They vomit all over their prospects. They make it all about them. Then the prospect simply says, I'm not interested, and exits stage left. But the reality is, as a salesperson, you should listen twice as much as you talk. And one of the key ways to do that is to ask good questions, ask insightful questions. For example, you know, about their current shipping experiences, their pain points, their desires, the things that they, you know, some of the challenges that they're having. Ask them questions like that, that will allow you to do two things. Number one, gather more sales intelligence, because if you ask them a question and you listen, they will tell you what they need. And then secondly, by doing that, you are demonstrating your ability and willingness to create a custom solution for them. Okay. So it'll also show your professionalism and your knowledge by asking good questions. You actually show your knowledge. You don't downplay your knowledge. Okay. So number 8, I just said it. I gave it away as an early tip here. Listen twice as much as you speak. Okay. That is a huge problem that salespeople have. They vomit all over their prospects. But the point is that you need to listen twice as much as you speak. So if you find yourself dominating the conversation and trying to drag the conversation along, then you have to make an adjustment in your sales presentation. You have to have use some of these earlier tips like gather sales intelligence and create a compelling sales hook and ask good questions. These these are all ways that you can start listening twice as much. Because again, if you listen carefully to what the prospect says, many times that can lead to understanding exactly what you need to do in order to get their business. Okay. All right. So number 9, anticipate common objections. Okay. So here's the reality. At some point in the process, you are going to get an objection. You're going to get a no. You're going to get some negative feedback on virtually every single sales call, even the ones that end up as a customer. You're going to need to anticipate what those objections are, and you're going to need to practice how to overcome those objections. You should have a framework on how to overcome at least the 4 most common objections. The 4 most common objections are: we're happy with our current provider, your price is too high, we don't use brokers, or just send me some info. That's a blow off, but I consider it an objection. Okay. So those 4 things are what you're going to, or the facsimile thereof, are the 4 things you're going to hear most often. And you need to know how to handle those. You need to know how to break those down. You need to know how to overcome those. And you need to anticipate them on every single call. Okay. Because you're going to get them. All right. Number 10, you need to embrace objections as opportunities. So remember, we just talked about anticipating the objections, but now you have to actually embrace them. Your goal is to bring out objections. Okay, so that you can talk about them, because those are really opportunities. Here's what we know. Very few people, literally like probably 1 out of 1,000, are you going to pick up the phone? They're going to pick up the phone. Everything's going to go perfect. And they're going to tell you they want to do business with you without an objection on the first call. It's probably worse than 1 out of 1,000. Okay. I don't know the numbers, but it's really, really bad. So the reality is you have to start looking at objections as opportunities, right? Objections, because what you know is if you can break down that objection and you can overcome that objection with the prospect, you're one step closer to getting and earning their business. So the reality is you need to embrace objections as opportunities. Okay. So that's number 10. And here's the bonus. Who wants a bonus tip? This is one that I see people, a mistake that I see brokers and agents making all the time. It's a huge, huge mistake. You guys want to hear it? Okay, so listen, the bonus tip is this: always define your next steps. So what do I mean by that? Before you get off the call with the prospect, you have to define, not only for you, but for them, and clearly identify what the next steps are. Your goal should be, before you get off that call, to schedule the next call. So it might be a scheduled call. It might be an email follow-up to answer a question. It might be a freight quote. It might be a face-to-face meeting. But the reality is, you have to define, before you get off that cold call, the next step. Because if you don't, here's what happened. We have a great call with a prospect and everything seems to be going well. Then the next thing you know, I send him an email, and then I've called him 5 times over the next week and he's not picking up the phone and he's not responding to my emails. Now, what's the reason for that? There could be a variety of reasons. He could have been blowing smoke at you and that he's really not interested. It could be he's very busy. It could be he's out of work. It could be he got fired. It could be any number of reasons why he's not responding to you. But the fact is, had you defined the next step, had you defined the next action, right? Had you scheduled a call, your next call, before you got off that call, you would have exponentially increased your odds of connecting with them again and moving that sale forward. Okay. So that's the bonus tip. So listen, if you guys want access to this cheat sheet, all you got to do is go to freightbrokerbootcamp.com/cold, C-O-L-D. Again, if you want the top 10 freightbroker cold calling tips, all you got to do is go to freightbrokerbootcamp.com/cold. You'll be able to download it for free and you'll get instant access to my notes. So you didn't have to review, you know, you didn't have to scribble them down on paper. And listen, if you guys are curious about becoming a freight broker or a freight agent, hit me up at freightbrokerbootcamp.com. We've trained over 10,000 students. We've had that program for well over a decade. I have personally done over $200 million as a freight broker, and we offer a 60-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. So you can check that out at freightbrokerbootcamp.com. If you guys want to get on the wait list for the next Freight Broker Sales Accelerator, just go to freightbrokerbootcamp.com/waitlist. Have an awesome day. I'll see you next week on the next Freight Broker Bootcamp Live. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I'm humbled
that you allowed me to be a part of your day. Now subscribe to the podcast so we can do this more often. And for those of you that take the next 15 to 30 seconds to rate and review the podcast, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And who knows, maybe we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.